Now, see, I'm pretty sure this is Pitbull. Yes, okay. This is definitely Pitbull. Yesterday, I had to make a quick run, pick up some stuff, and I turned on this station, the newly launched Pitbull's Globalization, channel 4 on your dial, and they were playing the better version of the song, and they were, and Pitbull was like, well, it's my station, we're playing, I want to hear... I want to hear DMX, and that means even a radio edit. Even a radio edit. This other guy's rapping. Decidedly not Pitbull. Let's see if I can get in my bag here real quick and find... There's a piece of paper I'm looking for. Well, actually, it's probably written down in my notebook, too. Let's see here. Batman. Mad Max embargoed until May 26th, 6 a.m. What's today's date? That's 26th. Eh, Mad Max seems cool. Seen the movie, so I don't know how it'll compare to that. Actually, I'm pretty sure I know how it will compare to that. Like, you have a lot of people saying a lot of very specific things about the roles and the gender roles and stuff in that movie. In Mad Max, the video game, you're a man driving a car, and you fucking beat the shit out of people, and throw gas cans at other gas cans, and shoot the first gas can to make the bigger gas can blow up. And it's Assassin's Creed with a car. Like the desert is broken up into multiple districts, and like you don't know what all the side activities in each district are until you go to the center part and climb a thing, which in this case is a hot air balloon. You get out of the car and you get into this hot air balloon and then go up. And then you go into your binoculars and you can tag, you have to manually tag some of the different activities in a region. Like, oh, hey, that's a convoy route. Hey, that's a camp that we need to go fuck up. And that sort of stuff. And then the combat is Batman, but a little bit looser. I don't know. Like, if you hit the counter button... Like, it's like there's a on-screen timing, like a Elite Beat Agents looking circle that gets tighter around the triangle button when a counter opportunity presents itself, and if you time it perfectly, it goes into slow motion and you can parry off of it into like an arm-breaking kind of devastating thing. And then in the car, there are, like, buttons for, like, side dash, like takedown type stuff. You can, like, T-bone people. Like, I don't know. The car stuff seemed weird. The car stuff seemed weird because you're doing too many things at once. Like, it has to auto-lock on most of the weapons because you're busy driving a car. And then you just get close enough and shoot the harpoon. And then hit the circle button again to quick pull the harpoon to yank armor and tires and shit off the cars that you're attacking. And you can pull down, like, some of these side activities are like, hey, there's a tower here, you should really pull it down with your car. And then you attach your harpoon to it and then yank it down. And some items you can just, like, kind of quick pull the harpoon to yank it off. Some you have to attach and then drive away manually to kind of pull stuff down. It's, you know. It's alright. And, like, you upgrade the car a lot. Like, their whole thing seems to be like, this is your car, you know, like, make the car your own, that sort of stuff. So, you know, you get, like, different chassis and bodies and engines and stuff like that. So, like, you're getting out to loot scrap, and then you're also, like, the side activities lower the threat in a region. And I don't know, like, the version they had us play was, like, had, like, way faster progression. Like, it had, like, half the, you know, character progression stuff unlocked already. So it was hard to get a sense of, like, how it would be out of the gate or whatever, but it seemed like, you know, hey, you can get an engine for your car, but first you have to, you know, lower the threat in this region to, from, like, 5 to 4 or something like that by yanking down a bunch of towers and taking over bases and stuff like that. And it, I don't know, it, like, it looked real nice, and it controlled mostly well. Like, like I said, I think the in-car stuff's clunky. Just because, like, circle button is fire. Even when you're on foot, like, the circle button is your shoot button. And so you're kind of, like, working the triggers and aiming with, you know, both sticks and both, you know, triggers. And then kind of letting off of the aim to hit circle, and then hopefully you're close enough to where it just automatically locks on, and then you're still kind of driving, and, you know, it's kind of a lot all at the same time. But it seemed like it handled it well enough. What's the balance between vehicle stuff and on-foot stuff? Because the car stuff should be way more important. I don't know. Like, the convoys are things you do in a car. Like, you find a convoy route and then have to take out the lead vehicle or something like that to complete that task. But then there are definitely, like, camps and stuff where you have to get out on foot and do shit. And do the Batman. Do your Batman combat. Nemesis system? No, I didn't see anything like that. Seemed a little more straightforward than that. I think it'll take another 9 months or so before the Nemesis system creeps into other games. Other stuff from Judges Week. I mean, the vast majority of it is stuff I can't really talk about until E3. But, like, you know, the Judges Week stuff is not It's you know, like, I saw one unannounced game the whole week. You know, it's not. It's stuff that you already know about. It's stuff that you already know is coming. You know, games that you already know the names of, generally speaking. It's not what it was. This seems like a song that Pitbull would say, yeah, I want this Usher song, yeah, on my station. But, you know, it's stiff, you know, like I saw Infinity 3.0, and, you know, they showed off a few of the playsets, and they're going to release information about those in different blasts, I guess, but, you know, you saw the trailer for that stuff. I actually, like, it's weird, I don't actually really give a shit about Star Wars, but that trailer, that initial trailer they put out and showed just, like, a little bit of Trench Run type stuff, actually got me kind of hyped. I was like, oh, shit, like, that's, now that's some fucking Star Wars. You know what they should be able to do? And maybe, I don't know, maybe they'll be able to do this, but I don't actually know. You should be able to use the toy box to recreate the entirety of the original Star Wars arcade game. You know? Like, hey, I'm in space shooting TIE fighters. Hey, I'm here on the surface of this thing shooting the tops of these pylons. Hey, I'm blowing up the Death Star over and over again in a loop. And then they put out that Lego Dimensions Back to the Future trailer, which we saw, you know, a few days before it came out. And, yeah, I mean, you know, Rock Band 4 was there. You know, it's like games that you know about. It's not surprises. It's not like, hey, this announcement is pending. It's, you know, there was, like I said, like, I think one game the entire week that fits into that category. Like, we saw Need for Speed the day that they put their teaser trailer out, and they showed us, like, the teaser trailer. And a dude talked about it a little bit. You know, it wasn't even, like, it'll be playable at the show, but it's not. It was not shown. Builds must be coming in hot, because the thing that keeps happening is I keep getting invited to events that are now happening 1 to 3 days prior to E3. Like, things that should have been on this week in LA that were not there. You know, now it's like, hey, come play this game. Hey, when are you getting to LA? We're having a thing that day. So you should come see some games. And I'm like, we've got a live broadcast to run on Sunday night and a bunch of other stuff going on, so that's not really a great time for us to go see stuff. Pitbull flipping through a stack of records and CDs and came upon Freak Nasty's Da Dip and said, Dale! Yeah, this is the... Yes! I mean, I guess, like, you know, E3 builds always come in super hot, right? You know, it's just one of those things. It's like, oh, we got to get this fucking shit ready. And some of them don't want to get it ready for the pre-show week. They want the extra time to show, you know, to show with the show. I mean, it makes sense. Like, not everything should be ready a handful of weeks early. Well, I mean, it'd be nice if it was, but... but, yeah. Well, right back in the middle of fucking traffic. Great. How stoked is everyone for the PC conference? Like, it's a magazine putting it on. It's like an AMD. It's a weird thing. It's not... I don't know, but I guess we'll see what that thing is, I guess, but it's not a press conference in the traditional sense. I'm sorry, what? Well, all right then. I mean, I think this song would be better if it was more Kesha, less Pitbull, but I could say that about most things. Thoughts on Splatoon? I hope it's great. Uh, I haven't been able to touch it since E3 last year, so I hope it's really good. I'm looking forward to it. I liked it a lot at E3 last year, so tune out this week? I guess real soon, right? I know they sent out reviewable stuff like a while ago now. Yeah, so I'm in this weird position now where it's like I know what I know about E3, and I have a pretty good idea about what I don't know, or at least for a handful of companies. There's still stuff that I just like, I don't really know what Sony will have. Like, I have a fairly good idea. About some publishers and their stuff that, like, you know, that I haven't seen and hasn't been, you know, told me. It's like, this is the likely stuff. But, like, you know, I don't know what Nintendo's going to do. I don't think anyone does, right? Nintendo's probably still figuring out. Like, we got this half-finished Metroid game. You want to show that? Like, nah! You want to just get up there and say we're doing Kid Icarus? That'd be funny, right? See new Fallout? Probably, yeah. I mean, I don't know for sure, but yes. Like, I could be wrong, but yes, Fallout 4 will be there. Like, there's just too much stuff out there from too many different places, whether it's, like, you know, people I talk to that have seen bits and pieces of it years ago, or, you know, like Fallout 4 seems like the safest bet right now to me. And if they didn't have it, like, I mean, well, whatever. Like, you know, I feel like they're at a point where they kind of have to say, here's what Bethesda Game Studios is working on. Like, that's probably where they're at right now in terms of lineup and, you know, the stuff that they would need to get out there. Like, I figure that that's kind of an obvious thing, you know? And like, you know, they're having a press conference, which they don't really do normally, so they must feel pretty confident about what they're doing. So you gotta figure it's Doom, it's Fallout, it's Battle Cry, that free-to-play game. And then what other, like, what else is under the Bethesda? So they'll probably talk about Elder Scrolls Online, because that'll be recently released on consoles. It'll be like, hey, it's doing really well. Here's a picture of it. It's doing great. Here's a graph with a line. This arrow's going up. It's terrific. And then probably Arcane's game, which is probably a Dishonored sequel. Which, you know, they don't necessarily have to announce that, I guess. Or they don't, but... Like, if they're having a press conference, you figure that they would bring it. They would bring it. Will EA's E3 conference be as boring and depressing as last year's? I hope not. Battlefield? No, that's... I don't think... Battlefield is kind of saturated. They need to focus on Battlefront and not... And re-up with Mirror's Edge. Like, they've given Mirror's Edge a release window in their last earnings call, so it kind of has to be at E3 in some form. Like, you know, when it comes to EA, the thing I actually wonder... Here are the things I wonder. Will they say anything about a sequel to Titanfall? Even if it's just like, you know, Zampella getting up there and going like, yes! It's robots. You can run on walls just like the other guys. But, like, I would bet that anything with Titanfall... Like, if I had to actually pick a window for Titanfall, I'd probably say, like, Q2 of next year. Like, that would be about the two-year mark, right? Or they could push into November and go head-to-head with Call of Duty, but I just don't think that's a winning fight for anyone. Like, there's kind of no need for it. But anyway, when it comes to EA, I'm curious about that, and I'm curious about that Criterion thing they sort of half showed at the press conference last year, if that ever gets mentioned ever again, or if that's just gone and never a thing, and Criterion's not a studio anymore, and all that sort of stuff. Because with Ghost Games, the Need for Speed developers have multiple offices, including one in Guildford. And my understanding was that anyone who wanted to make a car game at Criterion, when that happened, went to Ghost, leaving Criterion with, like, a very small handful of people, and then that's when Alex Ward and Fiona Sperry, that's when they got out and started their other thing. Or they got out a little ahead of that, or whatever the timing was, I'm not actually privy to, but... What the fuck is up with Crackdown? I don't know. It'll probably be there, right? I think there's, like, some super depressing roads that developers could go down. Like, you know, I mean, that Gears remaster is pretty much a lock at this point. Enough different shit leaked out that's pretty apparent. But boy, if they get out there and just say, hey, we're remaking Gears 1, and it's not, like, coupled with an announcement of, also, there's a new Gears game, like, how sad is that? Like, hey, this studio we formed, like, we thought was going to be working on new IP, and we got Rod Ferguson back in here, and knocking it out, and all this other stuff. Anyway, here's Gears 1. Like, that'd be a real bummer. E3 needs new games. Not remasters. It needs new video games. The industry, those consoles need... new video games. The new consoles are out of balance. There are a lot of great small and medium-sized video games out there, and the big games have been slow to hit. It's not to say that I don't want any remasters ever. I think there are some games that are worth bringing back, but, like, if you're bringing back games that appeared on PS3 and 360, you're fucked up. That sucks. Like, you need to go back to, like, PS2 and, you know, dig some of those out. Original Xbox, dig some of those out. Like, you know, yeah. Sure. That's probably worth it. On some level. There's probably a case to be made, at least. My concern is that E3 will be a lot of announcements with nothing backing them up. Which is kind of what it was last year, and then this should be the year where everything is, like, you're seeing it all. And it's coming out soon, and all that other stuff, but... Thank you. And it's, I don't know, like, I'm back in this mode a little bit of, like, man, I wonder if, like how long E3 will be, like, a relevant place to announce games. And, you know, like, increasingly companies are getting out in front, you know, getting out ahead of the show and announcing their games separately and then showing it at E3 and, or announcing it at one E3 and showing it the next. Like, the audience for games exists year-round. You know, the audience for that type of information doesn't... There aren't that many more people that only come out around E3, because most of the mainstream audience doesn't know that E3 exists, so there's really no reason to clump it all together. When you clump it all together, anything that's not the top-tier big shit just gets overshadowed anyway, so... You know, at some point you start to, like, wonder, like, you know, what is the purpose of E3 when it comes to that part of the cycle, and does it make more sense as a retailer-focused thing? And if that's the case, there are better ways to reach retailers than E3. Like, you know, there's, you know, a lot of the major retailers have their own shows that you can go to. You can go pitch to them directly. Like, everyone goes to, like, Minnesota to pitch to Target? It's at Walmart. There's a retailer out there. There's stuff that, you know, developers are out there pitching their games directly to the large retailers all the time already. So, you know, does E3 need to reach those people? Then there's, like, the investor angle for E3, like, that end of things, like, I don't know, like, I'm sure that it's fun for people to be able to get those investors together and treat them nice and take them out to fancy dinners and say, our games are the best! And all that shit. But there's probably a better way to do that, too, that doesn't involve the extravagance of the expense of something like E3. But, yeah, I don't know, I mean, there's something to be said for, like, the bombast, right? To try to impress those people that don't follow it closely. But, like, look at how big video games are. You know, some people need that reminder. Like, some aspects of business need to be reminded that video games are huge. And there needs to be kind of a show of power to some extent, I think. It's my understanding of it, anyway. First expansion and the second expansion, such that I was able to go from 29 to 31 in, like, a couple of hours. there's like one neat mission in the story stuff in there. And you're like, oh, that's a clever way to do this. Destiny 3 will be a really amazing video game. There's some depressing language in Destiny. Like, they added a way to, like, upgrade just about any weapon to, like, be viable with all the respecking and all the changes they've made. Or not, just, you know, most good weapons and armor, you can do something called ascending. And the language they use is, like, you know, brings this weapon's attack power or, you know, this armor's defense level up to the highest ranking available in year one. And I'm just like, fucking what? Like, Destiny year one.
batería con nosotros, que estamos dando lo mejor de la música. El rey Don.
Pitbull's Globalization.
Tried to date, but a year to make love she won't.
I don't know that there will ever be a time where I will want to listen to Just a Friend by Biz Markie in its entirety. As I lived through it when it was popular last time, and then the first wave of nostalgia for it as well, has put me in a place where I don't need to hear that song to hear that song. And so an increasing number of songs that I feel that way about, where it's like, oh no, that's a good song, I like that song, it's good. Please don't ever play it for me. Oh, this tunnel. Okay, they still have not opened the other tunnels on the other side of these tunnels, which seems like they're getting ready to, because they got electronic signs up on the tunnels and says test on it right now. Honoring fallen test. So it sounds like the drive to E3 is on. I'm not sure who all's gonna be coming with me. I know Danny O'Dwyer is in. I've got a line out to another person. Any idea when the podcast will be up today? Well, yesterday was a holiday, so we haven't recorded it yet, so not soon. We'll be driving to E3 the Saturday before E3. Radio. Totally unreliable. Yet again. What the fuck is going on up here? Bad merging going on. People negotiating their way in and out of the turn-only lanes.
Trying to take away from a nigga. Fucking with a kid and pray for your nigga. I got girls in real life trying to fuck up my day. Fuck going online, that ain't part of my day. I got real shit popping with my family too. I got niggas that can never leave Canada too. I got two mortgages, 30 million a ton. I got niggas that are still trying fucking me over. I got rap niggas that I gotta act like I like. But my acting days are over, fuck them niggas for life. Yeah, I got enemies, got a lot of enemies, got a lot of people trying to drain me of this energy, trying to take away from a nigga, fucking with a kid and pray for your nigga. I got people talking down, man, like I give a fuck.
Drake doesn't have time to go online.
I bought this one a truck, I bought this one a house, I bought this one a mall.
What's going on in the rest of the world? Who cares?
I got bitches asking me about
I'm in the house with the phones off.
so they can talk about their timeline and show me pictures of their friends just to tell me they ain't really friends. Ex-girl, she the female version of me. I got strippers in my life, but they virgins to me. I hear everybody talking about what they gon' be. I got high hopes for you niggas, we gon' see. I got money in the car, so all my niggas are free. About to call your ass a Uber, I got somewhere to be. I hear fairy tales about how they gon' run up on me. But run up when you see me, then we gon' see. I got enemies, got a lot of enemies. Got a lot of people trying to drain me of this energy. Trying to take away from a nigga. Fucking with the kid and pray for your nigga.
See some secret expose where, like, Drake is secretly, like, the last person on some message board saying, like, no, guys, Evolve is really good. And here's why. He's, like, the last person out there defending Evolve. Anonymously. Canadian Kingpin. Canadian with a K.
So tired of saving all these niggas. I got enemies, got a lot of enemies, got a lot of people trying to drain me of this energy, trying to take away from.
And he has a lot of enemies because he only likes to play the monster.
You now checking out Eminem's Uncut Uncensored.
Shade 45.
Shade 45. Serious XM, the only way we rocking on this break the knob off. Go!
Fuck you! Fuck you!
What? I'm sorry. Whoa.
Fuck you, niggas is this and that.
Drake is on Reddit right now looking for hot Nintendo NX rumors. Drake is on N4G right now complaining about the developer's lack of response to perceived issues in Project Cars. Yeah, it's disconnected all the time. He's just pissed. He's fucking, it's like, when are they gonna fix these disconnects? I got my wheel and my cockpit all set up.
That little chico pit bull, Mr. 305, but it said Mr. Worldwide. And I'm putting it down every Monday through Friday. New mix, you know what it is.
Drake is furious about the direction Mighty Number 9 has taken. It doesn't look anything like that concept art, Drake says. Drake has a botnet devoted to voting for Magikarp for Smash Brothers DLC. Drake is texting back and forth with Kanye, and they're both super pissed off that there's never been a truly great Akira video game. There's like Akira Psycho Ball. What the fuck is that? Who wants a fucking pinball game? Drake is funding the Shenmue documentary. Drake currently holds the world record for the Conker's Bad Fur Day speedrun. Strange but true. You know, if I was, like, a super vindictive Konami executive, which I'm not, and I don't think Konami is in a position to... Wouldn't it be hilarious if they chose right now to say, oh, by the way, we're working on Castlevania Symphony of the Night 2.
Thank you.
Hashtag Castlevania. Castle in all caps. All right, well, even after a week away, I still remembered how to drive to the office, so that's a positive thing. And yeah, I guess we'll get in there and record that podcast, get that shit going. This guy's loading water bottles onto a cart in a way that makes it unable for me to drive up this alley any further. Cool shoes. I was being facetious. Those shoes were not very cool. All right, I gotta go. You guys have a good day. And, very busy. All right, I'll see you later.